Over the winter and spring, HDB gathered opinions on its flagship variety trialling project, the Recommended List for Cereals and Oilseeds, or RL for short. I'm Jason Pohl. In this Food and Farming podcast episode, Jenna Watts is back in the hot seat to discuss phase one of the RL review and the next steps in the process. Jenna, welcome back to the podcast. Let's get our listeners up to speed. Tell us, what's your role at HDB?
My role at HDB is to head up the crop health and IPM teams. And one of the big activities within those teams is the recommended list.
Brilliant. Now, we touched on this last time, but why did HDB decide to review the RL project now?
So in the recent Shape the Future activity, the recommended list achieved the highest score of all cereals and all these current activities, which really shows how valued the programme of work is, but also emphasises how important it is that we continue to develop that programme and make sure that it continues to meet grower and other stakeholder means. So we decided the time was right to do a large-scale review. We made the commitment within the current cereals and oilseeds sector plan, and we kicked off activity at the end of last year.
Great. Now, you asked people to provide their views in many ways, didn't you? Could you just outline simply that review process and maybe give us some headline stats on the numbers who took part?
The review, as you say, was very much around hearing from people, getting views in about what's important when you make variety selection decisions. And we had three different activities running, the first of which was a questionnaire, which was available both online and as a paper format. And in total, we received over 900 responses to that questionnaire, which was absolutely fantastic. And around 75% of those were from farmers. We also had a series of online focus groups, which were aimed at farmers and agronomists. And we had 32 participants at those meetings. And we had a series of stakeholder interviews with people across the supply chain.
Well, that sounds like really quality feedback there. The RL is consistently ranked as one of the best known and well-received AHDB products. Did the review reinforce the previous findings? What did it tell you about how people go about selecting varieties?
It absolutely reinforced what we've heard before in terms of value of the recommended list. First of all, just the sheer number of people that took the time to complete the questionnaire, 900 is a lot of people, and we're very grateful to everyone that did complete that questionnaire. In terms of how variety selections are made and what information is useful, we heard that the RL is valued, and we asked people which sources of information are you using. We asked them to rate them on a 1 to 5 scale. And 79% of people scored the recommended list 4 or 5 out of 5 when making decisions, very similar to the score for personal experience. Other sources of information which scored highly were end user and local market requirements, advice from independent agronomists, and people's own on-farm trials.
The look ahead review, which was what you called the review last time the project went through this process or a similar process, that was about 5 years ago. That review detected a shift in attitudes at that time. People were starting to look beyond headline treated yields. Farmers were much more interested in resilience, with traits like disease resistance rated as very important. So have you continued to detect such trends? Have they gone away? Are they become more important? What did you find?
Definitely more important than we found before, but a similar pattern. So in regards to which features are most important, disease resistance came out top again, as it did with the look ahead. 62% of respondents scored disease resistance 5 out of 5 for importance. And pest and disease resistance was also highlighted as a major reason why people choose to move away from a variety. Other characteristics which scored highly were agronomic features, and then yield under your own farm system, followed by fungicide treated yield, and then very closely behind yield without fungicide treatment.
That's interesting. So the RL Project Board and its committees, they follow strict procedures and criteria to ensure that the right varieties make it onto the list. That's those varieties, I think, to use the official language, it's those likely to give a consistent economic benefit. Did the results indicate that that recommendation approach is working, or do you feel it needs tweaking or improving in some way?
So specifically on the number of varieties, 80% of the farmers that completed the questionnaire said that they thought the number of varieties was about right. But this is a question that it was really interesting to have insight from the focus groups as well. When we explored the number of varieties more broadly, we found that although the number seems about right, there were some specific questions around the processes by which varieties are added and removed from the list. And this is something that we do need to take a look at. We have been making progress on this already by making sure that the results of the current review are being communicated to our RL Crop Committees now, so that they can take account of them when making the criteria decisions for the coming year selections.
In terms of the trials, the RL review allowed people to suggest ways that you could improve the trials potentially. I think the questionnaire got people to vote on specific improvements, but you also had free text fields to allow people to put their own ideas forward. What did you learn from this aspect?
There's lots of demand for new information. So to look at them in broad groups, performance under lower inputs was highlighted strongly. And when I say lower inputs, I mean fungicides, fertilizer, as well as establishment techniques. There's also demand for information on new attributes, and vigor was something that was highlighted. It's something that we've looked at before as part of the RL, but quite clearly need to go back and take another look. There's demand for more regional information, and region in terms of not just geographically close, but also is the ways to identify RL trials which have got similar soil types yourself or have similar weather patterns. There's also concern about consistency and stability of performance, especially given the year that we had last year. Drought tolerance was something that was highlighted frequently through our free text responses.
The review looked not just at the trials and generation of data, but communications aspects as well. We know that the RL booklet is well used, but it's not the only way that results get out to industry. The survey described numerous RL resources and got feedback on how much they've been used and taken up by industry, but also gave people opportunities there to voice their opinions on how it could be improved further. What did you find out?
On the RL booklet, as you say, it's the output that we know people value and most commonly are aware of. But we did find that there are possible ways that we could make improvements to that publication. For example, looking at ways to simplify the tables. And this is something that the RL team have been looking at already. And over the summer, you'll find them out at events with different mock-ups of alternative presentations that we're really looking to get feedback directly from farmers, which will help us plan what changes we could do in that area. Outside of the RL booklet, there was demand through the questionnaire for new ways to be able to personalise the RL to individual requirements. And this is something that we're taking a close look at, specifically around our online offerings.
So you mentioned a lot of change there, and obviously change quite often comes at a cost. And we know that the RL is limited by its resources. So how is AHDB going to find out the best way to improve the project? And when will a plan of action be unveiled?
That's a very good question, Jason. It's something that we need to think really carefully about. So at the moment, we're in a stage where we're looking at where there's been calls for change, and particularly where there's demands for new information, and considering how valuable this information would be, how feasible it would be for the RL to deliver that information, and what cost it would be. We're also considering whether we have the knowledge to implement things into the recommended list straight away, or do we need to go through knowledge gathering exercises? Do we need to do a piece of research first? So these are all things that we're considering, and we'll continue to consider them over the next couple of months with the aim of having a detailed action plan to communicate widely by the end of the year.
Brilliant. Exciting times ahead. Thank you for joining us, Jenna. The AHDB website has a dedicated page for all things RL. The web address is ahdb.org.uk/RL. It features background information and the latest results from the review. You will also find the new summer edition of the RL 23-24 booklet, and the page highlights events that Jenna mentioned that feature AHDB staff and variety plots. And we'd love to see you out and about this summer. Our team is eager to discuss the RL and its direction. At most of these events, you can pick up hard copies of the latest RL booklet too.